lot of questions.
Jim, it's good to hear you're excited about this. Will the guys have a shorter day today? And what are your Thanksgiving plans? Is it just a work day, or do you take some time out too?
Today is a work day. It is a shorter, it is a shorter day. We started earlier, so we started at 7:15, so they'll get out a little bit earlier this afternoon, so they can spend Thanksgiving with their family, and then the coaches got some work after practice to do, and then they'll try to get out of here a little bit earlier themselves.
Hey, Chip, when you're looking at this extended trip coming up, aside from saving the travel time, what other benefits are you hoping to find in it?
That's what we're hoping to find. I mean, I don't really not that deep.
You guys settled on your practice schedule? What times you'll be practicing in Orlando?
Yeah, we're going to practice the same time we practice on the West Coast. So 1 o'clock.
So that's like 1:30 or so, or 10:30?
1.
Is Jimmy Ward going to take part in practice today?
Yeah, he's supposed to do something today. I don't know if to the extent of what, but Ferg said that if he's allowed to do something today, I don't know what exactly that will be until we get out there.
So he has a chance to play Sunday in Miami.
I can't make any predictions on that. He's just going to see what he can do today, but I don't know what that means for the weekend. Okay.
Hey, Chip, looking at you guys offensively, obviously Jeremy Curley's been a big bright spot this year. And with the Patriots holding him without a reception, does that kind of illustrate just how valuable he is to the offense and that he's really a must-go-to factor in games?
I don't understand the question, but I guess so, yeah.
I'm kind of just trying to gauge on just how valuable he'd become in the offense. I mean, for arriving so late as he did before the season started, and he's done well week by week, and just is he that integral that he has to be involved to get the offense going? That's basically the question.
Yeah, he's obviously a very talented player. We're really happy that we had the opportunity to get Curls. As late as we did, he's extremely smart. He really knows how to play the wide receiver position and knows the little ins and outs and tricks of the trade of being a veteran in this league. And he catches the ball extremely well. I think he's got as good a hand as anybody I've been around. You watch him in terms of how confident you feel with him catching punts and how confident you feel if the quarterback throws it to him that he's going to come up with a catch.
Coach, DeForest Buckner is among the league leaders in defensive snaps this season. I know that he's used to playing a lot at Oregon, but is that something that you're conscious of? And, is there an effort to try to give him more breaks as we get into the final stretch here?
Yeah, we're aware of how many snaps everybody plays here, so we know and monitor our players on a daily basis in terms of where they are from a health standpoint, how much they play, and how much distance they travel, and all those other good things. So, I think overall defensively, we just have to do a better job of third down and get them off the field and not play as many snaps.
Chip, what's Aaron Lynch's status? He's been trying to get out there and practice in the last couple of weeks. How's the ankle looking to you, and are you expecting him on Sunday?
He's practiced every day this week, and we'll continue to monitor him and make a decision either after Saturday's practice or Sunday's workout.
Chip, what have you seen from Jaquaski Tart throughout this practice week so far?
I mean, he's practiced the same way he's practiced every other week. I mean, he's always in tune with the game plan and works extremely hard out there.
And he's ready to take on a bigger role.
Say that again.
And he's ready and you're ready, comfortable with him taking on a bigger role this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's played a ton of snaps for us. So I mean, not like he hasn't played football for us. So, I mean, he's been out there a ton for us, except for the one game he missed, I think, with the leg, the muscle injury. But besides that, he's played a ton of football for us. So, yeah, he's ready to go.
Chip, when it came to studying the Dolphins on film, rather than just go back over the last few weeks to see what their latest tendencies are, did you go back to the start of the season and maybe see where they've really made improvement to where they've won five in a row at this point?
Yeah, we watch every game that they've played this year, so we don't just look at the last.
And where did you? Yeah, where did you see? Where do you think they've really made their strides?
Well, I think the running back, you know, is playing a lot more for them. You know, as their running game has taken off, I think their offense has taken off. So, you know, I think you can point to that from an offensive standpoint.
You guys all set?